Microsoft finds a bunch of IoT vulnerabilities. A Linux backdoor existed for over 2 years undetected. And Emotet email addresses are now in Have I Been Pwned? That's owned with a P. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for May 4th, 2021. May the 4th be with you. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. We have a bunch of hacks and some data leaks in the news this week, so let's get right into it. On to the first story. A Microsoft team just found a flurry of vulnerabilities in IoT and industrial devices that can affect both consumers and medical industries, as well as operational tech and industrial control systems. The Microsoft Security Response Center, or the MSRC, published the findings last week, which were made by Microsoft Section 52, which is the research group for Azure Defender for IoT. Now, these are critical memory allocation vulnerabilities that could be exploited to bypass security controls in order to execute malicious code or cause system crashes and perform a heap overflow. There are more than 25 different CVEs for these remote code execution vulnerabilities. And these vulnerabilities have been dubbed bad alloc, aka bad memory allocation. Get it? Makes sense? The research published explains the vulnerability can be invoked by calling the memory allocation function with the value parameter set with external input and set large enough to trigger an integer overflow or wraparound. Now, this would exceed the allocated buffer and trigger a heap overflow, which allows an attacker to execute malicious code on the device. The problem exists within the real-time operating systems, or the RTOS, embedded SDKs, and the libc implementations for these devices. Vendors have already been informed of the issues via Microsoft and the DHS. The list of affected products is also included on the CISA website, and these include well-known brands such as products using Amazon Free RTOS, or Google Cloud IoT Device SDK, or the Linux Zephyr RTOS, or MediaTek Linkit SDK. There's a bunch on the list, so I have linked them all below down in the description, which you can find on mobile if you're watching on YouTube on mobile by clicking the title of this video. 15 of these already have patches available, and other ones will be fixed at a later date. While Microsoft hasn't seen any proof of these being exploited in the wild, that's a good thing, systems should still patch ASAP. When it comes to IoT and connected devices in infrastructure, that can be a convoluted process, so they also recommend reducing exposure of these devices to the internet, implementing monitoring of the network, and segmentation of the network as well. Cisco Talos discovered a bug within the Linux kernel that could potentially expose information from the kernel stack memory of vulnerable devices. This is labeled as CVE-2020-28588. 2020, it was discovered and it was certified last year as a CVE, and it is an information disclosure security vulnerability, which happens due to an improper conversion of numeric values whenever reading files. It exists within the proc/pid/syscall functionality of 32-bit ARM devices running Linux. Now, proc, that's P-R-O-C, that dynamically accesses process data held within the kernel and presents it in a file system-like structure with subdirectories. Syscall, S-Y-S-C-A-L-L, contains logs of system calls, get the name, that happens in the kernel. So if an attacker wanted to exploit this vulnerability, they would have to output 24 bytes of uninitiated stack memory to bypass the KASLR. Now, that stands for the Kernel Address Space Layout Randomization. Interestingly, this actually exists as an anti-exploit technique, and if exploited, it's impossible to detect remotely since it's a legitimate file being read, according to the Cisco Talos report. So why does this matter? Well, if an attacker leveraged this issue, this information leak could allow them to exploit additional unpatched Linux vulnerabilities. Linux kernel versions 5.10-RC4, 5.4.66, and 5.9.8 are all vulnerable, but patches are available as of a few months ago. In related news, Kihoo 360 NetLab found a Linux malware backdoor that's been totally undetected since 2018, and it targets Linux 64-bit systems. They have dubbed this Rota Jakiro, and it was detected on March 25th when a DDoS botnet C2 command tracking system flagged something suspicious. Now that system is called Botmon. It's a cute name. There are so many cute names in this video. Nothing was in VirusTotal for this file, but a few samples had been uploaded since 2018. So the malware has several different functions, including exfiltrating or stealing data, reporting device information, the ability to download and delete files and plugins, and a lot more. But 360 NetLab is unsure of the core purpose other than compromising a system. The researchers found similarities between Rota Jakiro and the Tori botnet, which was originally found back in 2018 as well, like reuse of commands and the construction and functionality processes, but they could not draw any conclusions because of this. Big shout out to my Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support. Thank you. And a quick shout out to Lord Gandalf, love the name, and Neil for joining the Threatwire Alliance, and as always for supporting the show. Thank you so much. Patreon exclusive merchandise has also just been unlocked for a new perk for the Threatwire Alliance, so now is a great time to join the team. I'm actually working on uploading my designs for the merchandise this week, so if you sign up this month for one of the tiers that includes merchandise, you will automatically qualify for the first round of the designs. So check out the Patreon page for more details this week, because I am uploading everything this week and getting it all sorted. And on to the third news story. So we have been following the Emotet botnet and takedown, and most recently the FBI chose to turn over 4.3 million email addresses to Have I Been Pwned, that's owned with a P, that were harvested from the Emotet servers that law enforcement agencies in the US, Canada, and Europe had taken down. Now this takedown was a huge disruption to the botnet, and by turning over those email addresses to Have I Been Pwned, the FBI hopes that it will make it easier to alert those that are affected. Now, these are email addresses used by the Emotet botnet to send out malicious emails to further the infectious campaign. This happened after just a little over a week ago, on April 25th, law enforcement pushed out an update through their own C2 servers, allowing them to uninstall Emotet from any infected systems. Troy Hunt of Have I Been Pwned stated that he had received the email credentials as well as web creds that were harvested from web browsers, and they're now on the breach alert site as a single breach. Email addresses are not publicly searchable on Have I Been Pwned for this breach, since it is labeled as sensitive. If you are wondering about being a part of this Emotet botnet, then you can input your email address and receive a notification at said email address. So you have to have access to your inbox. The site will not publicly inform you if your email address was a part of Emotet. This week on Morse Code, I am demoing the YubiKey Series 5 hardware tokens over on youtube.com/ShannonMorse, so check that out if you want to. You can subscribe to my channel while you're over there for more of that kind of content. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet. And yes, my hair is naturally curly. Bye.